This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, October 17th. God's word for you today is, haste not, waste not. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 19, verse 2 to 3. And it says, enthusiasm without knowledge is no good. Haste makes mistakes. People ruin their lives by their own foolishness and then are angry at the Lord. Do not confuse outrage for courage, and do not rush are two out of the three things crucial in taking bold steps in life. Proverbs 20 verse 25 says, it is foolish and rash to make a promise to the Lord before counting the cost. God wants you to first count the cost so that when you make the big decisions, your eyes are clear. Do you want to get married? Praise God, but count the cost. The Bible says that it is bold, foolish, and rash to first get married and then count the cost. A lot of people get into marriage without counting the cost of their decision. For married couples, how many of you would marry your spouse again if you could go back in time? I want to challenge the couples to ask their spouses this question. Will you marry me again? You will be shocked at what you hear. Luke 14 verse 31 says, or what king would go to war against another king without first sitting down with his counselors to discuss whether his army of 10,000 could defeat the 20,000 soldiers marching against him? Calm down. Do not rush into making the big decisions. Take counsel. The Bible says, being zealous for nothing without knowledge is not very useful. Haste makes waste. Haste makes mistakes. Proverbs 19 verse 3 says, people ruin their lives with the foolish things they do, and then they blame the Lord for it. You chose to marry the person you are married to, and now you are angry with God. You say, why did God allow you to marry the person? Meanwhile, you decided to marry the person. But you say, why did God not stop you? God does not work like that. That is why you need to get wisdom. Haste makes mistakes. You will not make mistakes in the mighty name of Jesus. Take your time. Do not waste your time, but take your time. In fact, while procrastination is not good for productivity, I stumbled upon a research work that proves that procrastination is actually good for creativity. In other words, procrastination destroys productivity, but procrastination foils creativity. This is so true. The researcher drew a graph and actually saw my creative pattern in that graph, which is, if I am to deliver something at 12 o'clock, at 6 o'clock, I may have a big picture or even have some sketchy outline of where I am going with it, but I am not able to get anything out just yet. But I am chewing, ruminating, and turning things around. By 10 o'clock, I begin to feel intense pressure, and by 11 o'clock, it is like accelerated download, and in 30 minutes, I am done. At 12 o'clock, I deliver. I used to think I had a problem. Why can't I just do it at 6 o'clock? Sometimes, I force myself to do it by 6 o'clock. But guess what? At 10 o'clock, I begin to get new ideas. And at 11 o'clock, I scatter everything I did at 6, and I deliver by 11:30. All of my work is creative. Writing software and preparing for sermons. Seeing this research actually liberated me. I am sure the creative people reading this can relate to this. Let us pray. Father, fill me with wisdom so that I will not make waste. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.